This is Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Of all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today is Saturday, January 23rd, 2021, and I have another important topic to talk with you about tonight. Before we do that, though, I want to remind you guys to bookmark my website, theconsciousresistance.com. That is theconsciousresistance.com. This is the place where you can find all of my content. You can find the archives of my podcast, as well as several other podcasts on our network. You can find all the alternative social media platforms that we're on. I know many of you are watching on Facebook right now, but I really want to encourage you guys to join on float.app/consciousresistance or minds.com/theconsciousresistancenetwork. Those are all linked on the front page of theconsciousresistance.com. You can also follow us on Hive, on BitChute, on Library. You can join our text list. You can join our Telegram channel. And if you want to support monthly, you can sign up at patreon.com/derekbros. So what I want to talk to you guys about tonight, as you may have guessed based on the title of this video, which is that we're going to discuss the answer to the push for a focus on domestic extremism and the technocratic state. If you've watched my last couple videos or my last couple live streams, my podcast, you've heard me talk about the technocratic state, the surveillance state. If you've read my book over the last year, my fifth book, which I released January 31st, 2020, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, particularly focused on solutions for how we take on facial recognition, surveillance 24/7, the coming social credit state, and now we add COVID into it, we have immunity passports, we have all these different things that so many of us are aware of. I want us to really kind of hone in on the fact that this is a reality that is not some distant future that we need to think about in 20 or 30 years, but that is happening right now and will completely revolutionize and change our lives in the next 2 to 5 years, depending on which direction it goes. That is the world we're living in, guys. It's no longer, again, a distant fantasy that you can kind of say, well, maybe one day it'll happen and one day I'll decide to do something about it. No, we're at the point that if you believe that we need to stand up and oppose the push of the growth of the state, the corporate state, the technocratic state, the technocratic ideal that people like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and other quote-unquote experts or technocrats should be the ones to rule over our lives, if you think that this is a problematic way of going about things, then guys, this is probably the most important time than ever. This is the time for us to really step up to the plate and say, we're not just going to accept what's coming. We're not just going to stand by quietly or silently. Because as I'm going to discuss today, we have solutions. We actually do have solutions for all the insanity that we're facing. It might not be as easy as just watching a YouTube video, a video on BitChute, or voting. It might take more energy and more effort than that. But the point is that we do have the opportunity to affect change. It's just going to take a little bit of effort, actually a lot of effort from you and from anybody who cares about that. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit tonight, because I have a couple of articles pulled up. We'll see if they open up in just a second. That are focused on the fact that the Biden administration, which is now fully in swing for all those people who thought Biden wasn't going to become president, Biden is president, and he has immediately shown his picks, his administration, and everybody that he's working with, that their focus is going to be on domestic extremism. So as they're talking about domestic extremism, the rise of combating domestic terrorism, we've seen the new director of intelligence, which originally comes from the Obama administration. She worked to help keep the CIA's torture program secret. Yep, that same person has now been given power in the Biden administration as the Director of National Intelligence. And the Biden administration has said that they're going to do a sweeping review of the potential threats, potential domestic terror threats and domestic extremist threats. So we should be aware this isn't going to go away. This isn't going to dissipate anytime soon. There's going to be an increased focus and renewed focus on domestic extremism, domestic terrorism, And I also want to, my screen is frozen right now. I know you guys can hear me, but I can't open up any tabs. But I do want to invite you to read my one of my most recent articles from thelastamericanvagabond.com. And you can see I wrote about how Americans are being divided as this new focus on the war on domestic terror is increasing. And so we need to be aware of this. We need to be accepting of the fact that these people, the government and their corporate partners and the people who control government, they see you as the enemy. They believe that you are the enemy. If you question vaccines, if you question the police state, if you question the financial theft at the hands of the Federal Reserve and the central bank system, they see you as a threat. If you have questions about COVID, if you have questions about the, you know, the quote unquote science, then they see you as a threat. This is just where we're at now. And there are ways to mend and repair this relationship. But I think at the end of the day, my focus is more on how do we get out of that system? How do we exit from that system? And I know that we're all in different living situations. Some of you got 401ks, you got three or four kids, you've got debt, you have mortgages and lots of different things. And the idea of exiting from the system may sound so far away or so just abstract and you know, what the heck am I talking about? But it's not. It's not an abstract ideal. It's something that can be done and that you can choose to take part in. But we have to act soon. So as they're pushing for this focus on domestic extremism, and they're pushing to demonize any of the people who challenge and question the authorities, we're also seeing the push, the increased push for the Great Reset, for the redesigning, the remaking, the resetting of everything that we know. And, you know, they say that COVID has helped us show that the systems are, you know, that they're unstable, unsustainable, which is true. And thus, we need to put these technocrats and all this technology in control of our lives. Now, technology is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. So I do believe in the power of technology and digital technology and the ability to help free us in some ways. I also see a lot of the horrible, scary things that they're doing with it. But again, we have choices. We don't have to use Google all the time. We don't have to, you know, use Google at all. You don't have to use big tech. You can find alternatives. Again, those of you who are watching on Facebook, which is the vast majority of the audience for these videos, I encourage you to check to follow us elsewhere. We are not going to be on Facebook forever, not only because of censorship, but because eventually I will leave Facebook completely just to make it clear that I'm not going to continue to support these systems while I speak against them. I don't use banks and I don't use, you know, much of their system. And I think that's something that we need to focus on is how can you figure out how to get out of their systems to continue to thrive and survive as they're pushing for the Great Reset, the technocratic state, the focus on anybody who challenges the system. They are going to try to push you into a control grid where you cannot do anything outside of their system, where basically you're stuck in their system and you're not going to be able to travel, you're not going to be able to eat, you're not going to be able to do anything without their permission. So what is the solution? All right. Apologies for that, guys. Now I'm back. And so I want to continue this conversation. We're talking about the technocratic state. We're talking about their control grid. We're talking about how much control they have, and this focused on domestic extremism. Now I can show you the articles I wanted to show you. I know you guys have already seen this. You've been hearing about this. But again, the Biden administration is reviewing and ordering a review of domestic violent extremism threats. We had John Brennan the other day on TV, former CIA director, saying that everybody from white supremacists to authoritarians to libertarians are potentially a threat. And now, as of yesterday, Friday, the White Secretary, Jen Psaki, says that they're going to do a thorough review investigation, including the FBI, Department of Homeland Security. I mean, this does not sound good, guys. And they're using the Capitol, of course, as an opportunity to focus that. I'll also remind you about my article I wrote a couple weeks ago, Americans are being divided as the war on terror expands. And this has been going on for years. And then this one as well, it kind of is tied in. And the aftermath of the Capitol raid, the facial recognition threat persists. And so, you know, I've got a couple of articles, I will share them with you guys. But my point here is that we have this kind of converging threat here. We have this push for a focus on domestic extremism, domestic terrorism, and we have the growth of the surveillance, which can make it so much easier for them to surveil you, to monitor you, to track you, and hunt you down if they want to, and lock you up or say that you've been accused of this or that. And unfortunately, there are a lot of our brothers and sisters in the American public and people around the world generally who have been propagandized and who would likely believe that you are a threat if you question COVID, if you don't want vaccines for whatever reason, whatever your personal reasons are, if you question the government, if you question 9/11, if you question the Federal Reserve, if you talk about false flags, if they consider you a conspiracy theorist. So then, understanding this, guys, What are the solutions? What solutions do we have? What is the answer? You know, what is the whole purpose of this video? The answer, I believe, and you should know if you've heard my work for a while, is freedom zones, is coming together in decentralized, localized groups and building internationally, but on the starting on the ground level, building in small groups and interlocking those groups as they grow and as the network grows. And part of that is our new initiative, the Greater Reset Activation. Some of you guys have probably heard of this, thegreaterreset.org. It goes live Monday night, January 25th at 6 p.m. Central. We are so excited to be doing this because this is going to be 6 days, Monday through Friday, and then again on Sunday the 31st, focused on solutions. We have some of the most talented, informative speakers specifically focused on solutions, not just telling you about the problems that you're familiar with and all, you know, let's talk about COVID for 6 or 7 days. No, but people who are going to give you proactive steps and solutions and ideas for you to include and incorporate with your ideas you already have and to work within your community. I mean, this is what we're really focused on, is how can we provide and suggest solutions to those of you who actually care and are trying to take steps. Like I said earlier, it's a little bit more difficult than just voting or than just sitting on your ass and complaining on the internet or just watching YouTube videos and, you know, doing that, going down the rabbit holes. It's going to take some effort. It's going to take some action. So myself and our talented team of people, who basically is completely volunteer ran, and these awesome speakers are presenting the Greater Reset Activation for 6 days, completely free. You can watch at thegreaterreset.org. You can also watch at freedomcells.org. We recently just got our website back up. You can join freedomcells.org. You can find other people locally. You create a profile, add your location. Don't put your house, but put the town or the city you live in, and then search the cell maps, search the member maps, and find other people in your area, guys. Then meet in the real life. This is not just meant to be another social network, another alternative to Facebook or something. We're not trying to censor people and all that stuff, but the goal, the main point of the site is the cell map, the member map, that you can go on here and you can see we have nearly 13,000 people now around the world who are using this website to find each other, to connect, and then to meet in real life to get organized. So let's say that you live in Sicily, Italy. I don't even know. I don't know if we have cells in Italy, but we're going to find out real quick. You just go on here and you can search 5, 10, 15, 20 miles or whatever, or you could just put in the city and then it'll pop up and show you. The point is you can use this website and what we're building here as a way to find other people and then to start getting organized in your community. And you can host watch parties. You can encourage people over the next week to watch the Greater Reset event, to get plugged in, to start really connecting with other people in a real way, because this is the answer, guys. This is the answer to the technocracy, to the technocratic state. This is the answer to the focus on domestic extremism. The answer isn't to cower and hide and say, well, I'm afraid that if I go out and do some activism or if I get involved, I'm going to get labeled and get put on lists. Guys, that's what they want us to do. They want us to be afraid. They want us to stay home and to do nothing. Here's the member map of Houston. Houston's a big city, but look at this. You got people all over the city of Houston. So again, come in here, put your city, put your town, search for local members, search for cells. If you don't see a cell in your area, create one. And we're going to be adding over the next couple of days how-to videos about how to really maximize your use of this website. You can send email invites once you sign up. You can email people directly through the website and invite them to come join. And if everybody who's on this site, which is 12,000 plus people now from around the world, came here and invited their friends list or their email list, we would easily hit 20,000 plus people from around the world. And the more people on here, the more functional it gets, the more people there are to interact. And we also want this to be like an opportunity for you to use the map to search for people as you travel, to meet like minds, to meet the people who are plugged into the community gardens and the conscious communities and whatever else is going on. That's the whole idea. So the answer is you. The answer is me. The answer is in our communities. The answer is to stop focusing on them, they. Yes, we need to expose the corruption. Yes, we need to work. And I try to work with my energy and my journalism to expose the corruption. But then once we get our brothers and sisters questioning the systems around them and they say, what now? What do I do now? That's where I believe we want to step in and we want to be able to say, we're the answer. We can do this. We can work together. We can collaborate. Let me show you some solutions. It's just like in the movie The Matrix, right, where they're unplugging the minds from the Matrix and then they say, welcome to the real world. That's the way I feel like the role that some of us are doing. We're all in different places of our journey, but we can step in and say, let me share this information, brother. Let me show you this idea that I saw, sister, And as we're helping them unplug from that system, we can then move to the shift of, now here's the solutions, right? So it's a kind of a multifaceted struggle we're dealing with. Some people are going to take the role of being the exposers of the fallacies and the corruptions and the lies, and so that people who are just starting their journey can find that information. But then as we start to move forward in that journey, you get to a place where you say, okay, what now? I've watched 100 documentaries. I've spent, you know, countless hours watching YouTube videos. I've read books. I've read watched documentaries and read essays and read articles. I know the problems, but what do I do now? And that's where those of us who are choosing to focus on that solutions-based activism can step in and can help each other out. The only way our situation is not like the Matrix is that there is no one. There is no one coming to save you. There is no one president that is going to fix this. There is no one secret team of elite military intelligence officials using some coin to come save you. That is where the Matrix got it wrong. We are all the one. We come together and we co-create and we build the world that we want. So this is what I'm going to be focused on. Tomorrow morning, I'm headed with my friends and my family to go to Zihuatanejo for our in-person event in Zihuatanejo, Mexico. If you're interested, if you're in Mexico, or if you still want to try to come out, visit thegreaterreset.org and check out our tab for the Greater Getaway. Whether you're in you want to come to Mexico or not, you can watch online for free Monday through Friday and Sunday at thegreaterreset.org. You can organize watch parties. Reach out to your neighbors. Reach out to your friends and your family, guys. If you are feeling insecure, if you're feeling concerned, doubtful, you know, just kind of out of your comfort zone, it's time for us to get past that. Look, I get that we all have different doubts, fears, securities, idiosyncrasies. We need to realize that we are at a really crucial time in humanity's experience, and we get to decide where we go from this direction. We can either do nothing, or we can say, you know what, I'm going to get over my little fear, my doubt.
Guys, look, we get to decide what our world turns into. We don't have to do the Great Reset. We can do the Greater Reset. We can do the People's Reset. We can decide what we're going to co-create. And we can either just sit by and obsess over the Great Reset and, well, the World Economic Forum's doing this or this doing that, or we can take proactive action. So that's all I really wanted to say today, guys. The world is getting crazy. They're going to continue to focus on domestic extremism. They're going to continue to focus on the technocracy, the surveillance state, and everything else. And we can either just obsess over what they're doing and take no action, or we can say, you know what? I'm going to take action in my life. I'm going to listen to the Greater Reset. I'm going to get involved at freedomcells.org. And if you've got other ideas, other institutions, other organizations that are doing great things, then promote those. Whatever it is, whatever you, whether you call it Freedom Cells, mutual aid groups, cells, hubs, hives, pods, circles, whatever. The point is, it's time for us to get connected. Talk to your neighbors, talk to your family, talk to your friends, encourage them to watch the Greater Reset. Go to freedomcells.org, guys. You have to sign up, freedomcells.org. And once you sign up, you get access to the map. So don't ask me, please, if there's people in this state or this city or this country. There probably is, but you need to go check out the website if you're going to find it, freedomcells.org. And we've just recently updated. Everything is good to go. Go on there, get organized, find more people, watch the Greater Reset Monday through Friday, and again on Sunday, 6 p.m. Central. And for our friends and family who are in Europe and elsewhere, it is going to be kind of late for you guys, but don't worry, we're going to be uploading the videos immediately after it finishes, and it'll be on our channels, which are listed on the front page of thegreaterreset.org. We have a BitChute channel, a Float channel, and a Library channel, not a Facebook channel, not a YouTube channel. That is going to be the exclusive place where these videos will be seen. So please, check it out. If you care about solutions, if you want to take care of your friends and family, especially with this insanity going on with the domestic extremism talk, then please consider doing something. It's past time for us to do something. The time to sit by and just obsess over conspiracies or sit on our asses and do nothing is way over. It's time for us to actually get shit done. So if this interests you, if you want to do something, if you want to be proactive, I encourage you to plug into Freedom Cells. I encourage you to plug into the Greater Reset, guys. Like I said, I'm heading to Zihuatanejo tomorrow. So I will talk to you on Monday night as we go live. I'll be co-hosting the Greater Reset with my friend John Bush. We'll be presenting over 30 speakers over 6 days, focused on solutions. And I hope you guys will check it out. Here's the trailer for the Greater Reset. Until next time, guys, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
As we wake up to a new normal today in life,
As we wake up to a new normal today and life is slowly grinding to a halt.
Now masks are becoming the new normal.
Americans are facing a new normal, one that may include losing their jobs, losing their income, and even losing their health insurance.
I don't think we get back to normal. I think we get back, or we get to a new normal.
It's time to reject the new normal.
Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system.
It's time to reject the Great Reset.
It's time to support the people's reset.
It's time for the greater reset.
From January 25th to the 29th, journalists, activists, researchers, and advocates are hosting the Greater Reset Activation, a five-day event dedicated to offering an alternative to the World Economic Forum's top-down, centralized, authoritarian vision. Our desire is to help all people find community and liberty by providing practical steps and knowledge for co-creating a world that respects individual liberty, bodily autonomy, and choice.
The Greater Reset is the world's collective response to the World Economic Forum's initiative, The Great Reset. We invite you to join us for 5 days of discussion about the diverse opportunities available for those who seek to live in harmony with humanity and the planet, while respecting our innate freedom.
Each day is dedicated to a different domain and provides solutions to the WEF's vision. Day one is dedicated to the Agora and decentralized economics. Tuesday the 26th will focus on health and education. Day three will focus on nature, permaculture, and regenerative agriculture. Thursday the 28th will highlight the liberating side of digital technology, including encryption, blockchain, and decentralized autonomous organizations. On Friday, January 29th, we will end the event by showcasing examples of intentional communities, freedom cells, and community organizing.
Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear from some of the most powerful speakers in the world with a focus on solutions. We encourage everyone to organize local watch parties in your area using freedomcells.org. Also, find out more about the Greater Getaway in-person event in Zihuatanejo, Mexico. Visit thegreaterreset.org for more information.
This is Derek Brose. This is Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries, Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much, so many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. We've all stayed alive. You have no idea how important you are.